Tell us a little bit about what you are doing today, because it's not only here in Dallas, it's some big cities across the nation, right?
Yeah, there are six different locations around the country. We're having rallies. And what this is, it's for the 10-year anniversary of a a piece of legislation that was passed called the America Invents Act that has basically destroyed the rights of inventors. When I say the rights of inventors, what I'm talking about is the ability of an inventor with a patent on something important to be able to stop a big corporation from just taking it. And let me tell you something. The rights of inventors are so much a key part of this great nation of ours. And we kind of take it for granted, you know, unless you're an inventor and you've been thinking about this stuff, you may not even realize it. But way back at the beginning of our country, the world was run by aristocracies. And, you know, they did, the common man was given very little, if any, value. You know, a king might grant you the exclusive right to something, but the common man had nothing and didn't have very good prospects for the future. And our founders said, hey, let's say that whoever you are from any walk of life, if you come up with something that's never been done before, you can own it. And that changed the entire world. Suddenly you had all of these individuals who are creative coming up with valuable things that had never been done before. It changed America and, of course, other countries who had totally scoffed at what America was doing until they started realizing that America was leaving them behind. They started trying to change to create patent systems themselves. But bottom line is our patent system worked beautifully for a couple hundred years. It put America in the lead of innovation in the world. It helped create these lifestyles we have. It has been a key part of what makes America different than the rest of the world. And that was all destroyed 10 years ago with the passage of a bill called the America Invents Act. And I'll tell you very quickly what that did. One of the key things that bill did was it created an easier way to invalidate an existing patent. Now, you might say, wait a minute, invalidate? Well, okay, so the deal is, prior to that, you would fight your patent fights in a real court. So you had a jury, you had a lot of due process, you had a lifetime appointed judge, all of that, real justice and fairness. And what was sold to Congress was that we needed an easier, faster, more efficient, whatever way to do this, but a fair way. You know, the big tech lobbyists and other big giant corporation lobbyists kind of talked Congress into passing this thing, and it has become a killing field for patents. 84% of the time that one of these big corporations challenges a patent, 84% of the time that a patent goes through this process, it gets invalidated. And it's only the patents that really matter. It's the patents that are significant, that are valuable, that mean something, that perhaps could compete with big tech. Of course, that's why they did this, so no one can compete with them, and they can just take everything. So what I want your listeners to consider is go out to this rally. It's happening from 10 to 12 this morning, right now, today, Thursday, in Dallas. By the way, we're having it at the Dallas U.S. Patent Office. There's a regional patent office. We're also having it at the main patent office in Washington, D.C., several other regional offices around the country, and even at the office of Senator Leahy, whose bill this was, who apparently has no idea what the bill is doing to inventors. But the one in Dallas, it's at, I'll give you the actual address of it. It's 207 South Houston Street, 207 South Houston Street, 10 a.m. to noon. Go out there and be a part of it. And you know what? If you participate, we'll give you a great U.S. Inventor T-shirt. And you will remember this, and you'll be a part of helping bring back a key part of the American dream, because it is a fight. It is a David versus Goliath fight that we have to win. There is no other option. We have to win this battle.
I hear you completely. And, you know, tell me about the just the movement to try to get this thing overturned and reversed. What kind of support are you getting, and where is it in that process?
Yeah, well, you know, we have a lot of support. In fact, this is one of the very few issues that's really very bipartisan. It's very bipartisan. We have allies as far right and as far left as you can get, and it's which is quite interesting, because it kind of transcends politics, because it's so basic to this country. But the problem then you have is big tech and a handful of other huge corporations that are on the other side of the issue. And of course, they have all the money and the lobbyists and all that, especially big tech. Big tech is the primary player trying to keep the system broken. And I tell you where that comes from. A perfect example of why is when Bill Gates was interviewed in 2008, back when Microsoft was at their peak. and power and value and everything. The interviewer asked Bill Gates, what is it that worries you the most in business? Expecting Bill Gates to say something about Oracle software or some other company. Bill Gates immediately said, somebody in a garage inventing something I haven't thought of. And that is the threat to the big, huge vested interest. They were a disruptive startup when they began. They had something that nobody else had, and they changed things, and they then become huge, and they want to stop any future disruptive startup that would disrupt them. But that is what is absolutely necessary for the progress of mankind, but also simply to stop huge corporations from becoming monopolies and controlling everything, which is, of course, where we've been heading. And all this antitrust stuff, the way to handle the trust issue is allow the patent system to actually protect inventors so that they can compete with these huge operations. But back to your question, our support is pretty far and wide, except that you have big tech in there really lobbying like crazy and creating just enough doubt to slow everything down. And so we don't have the money and the resources that they have. Look, they've even got social media to work with on their side. But what we do have is such a key part of America. And the average person, when they realize what's going on, they become an ally. The average person who's never even thought about being an inventor. And which is why I want to say to your listeners, unless you want to be taken over by big tech and face what a future of an awful future for this country that's nothing like what we've had in the past, you should become involved in this. In fact, go to usinventor.org, and take a look at what we have there. Take a look at these inventors who've been crushed by this terrible system that's been created by big tech and a few other big corporations. And honestly, I realize, look, you're all busy, you've got jobs, life is a pain. But you know what? If you can go down to 207 South Houston Street, that's where the U.S. Patent Office is, and just go down there and take a look. And you know what? Carry a sign and help us win this fight, because this is all about, it's a grassroots movement that is so important for this country.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.